Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning, friends. Greetings. Welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and often deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, into addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 29 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system. It's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that healing, renewing, regenerating system a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you. If you have a loved one or family member or workmate that you want help with the nutritional supplement program, we can help you too. Our number is 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. You can also purchase any of the longevity products you hear advertised on the program at brightsideben.com, or you can go to my blogs, criticalhealthnews.com and pharmacistben.com. We update both regularly with news stories as well as blog posts. You can purchase the Beyond Tangy Tangerine or the Ultimate Enzymes or the Fucoid Z or any of the longevity products you hear us recommend on the program right off the website. You can also call the phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. And, of course, if you're interested in purchasing any of our skin health products, Truth Treatment products, go to truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Take a specially long look at our retinol gel made with 5% retinol. You're not going to see that anywhere, folks. Not only that, but you're also going to get a big old dose of premium lipophilic fatty vitamin C with your retinol gel. My retinol gel is made with 25% vitamin C. No preservatives, no fragrances, no waxes, nothing irritating. Just good old retinol and vitamin C and a couple of ingredients to help improve the penetration of the retinol and the ascorbyl tetraisopalmitate, also known as premium vitamin C. TruthTreatments.com, that's TruthTreatments.com. Okay, bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to Bill Henderson, who's a cancer researcher. Been getting a lot of letters about cancer, melanoma, various types of cancer. You know, cancer rates haven't really gone down all that significantly, considering we've been spending trillions of dollars on the so-called war on cancer. Bill Henderson is going to tell us why. His latest book is called Cancer Free, Your Guide to Gentle, Non-Toxic Healing. Bill's going to talk about fructose and cancer today. Fruit sugar does not feed cancer, says a new report. And Bill will tell us about that, as well as some other strategies for dealing with cancer in a non-toxic, in a gentle, non-toxic fashion. The book is called Cancer Free, and you get it on Amazon.com. We'll talk to Bill at the bottom of the hour, and we'll take your calls in our next segment at 844-236-6010. Speaking of cancer, there's no more natural biochemical in the body that is associated with the development of cancer than the hormone that we talked about yesterday, and that's estrogen. On yesterday's program, we talked about the relationship between estrogen and all inflammatory disease, which basically means all disease. Despite what you hear from your OBGYN, from the mainstream press, from the standard medical dogma, despite what most people say about estrogen, it is not a female hormone only. It's a growth and inflammatory hormone. It's a fat storage hormone. It also suppresses digestive enzymes. There is a huge relationship between health misery of all kinds and how the body handles this very important fatty hormone, fatty substance, which actually is a type of cholesterol. Did you know estrogen is a version of cholesterol? It's a tweaked version of cholesterol, and it is extremely, extremely potent stuff. When I was in my compounding pharmacy, I didn't even like making estrogen creams, natural estrogen creams, so-called, and triest and biest, because the stuff is so darn powerful and so darn toxic. Unlike its cousin or its analog or its opposing entity, which is progesterone. Progesterone and estrogen balance each other out. Progesterone is completely non-toxic or pretty close to completely non-toxic. On the other hand, estrogen is super duper toxic, especially in some of its forms. Nonetheless, the stuff is mega important. It has lots of specific roles to play in the body. It pretty much affects every system in the body, including the immune system, the digestive system, the lungs, the brain, the nervous system, the skin, secretion of fluids. All of these depend at least partially on estrogen. Estrogen is also involved in the production of connective tissue. If you have issues with excessive production of fibers, if you've been diagnosed with something, anything that has the word fibrosis in it, sarcoidosis, you almost certainly have an estrogen issue and an inflammatory issue. So contrary to what you hear in the press and what you hear from the mainstream medical model, estrogen's basic job is not about female stuff. Men have estrogen too, although obviously women have more. Estrogen's basic job is to support the body's action, specifically biochemistry action. It tells the body and the biochemistry it's time to make stuff, secrete stuff, produce stuff. It's time for cells to divide. It's time for action, as opposed to progesterone, which tells the body it's time to relax, time to grow, time to repair. When the body is in action, it's not growing and repairing. It's moving. It's using up resources. It's not storing those resources. Progesterone is the opposite of estrogen, and it's a growth and repair and relaxation substance, unlike estrogen, the opposite hormone, the opposing hormone, which is an action element. Its job is to facilitate the action and the division of cells. And estrogen, by the way, is not necessarily this magical youth potion that you hear from the mainstream press and, again, the mainstream medical model. Estrogen, in some of its forms, is toxic stuff. And in some of its forms, it's associated with aging. When I say some of its forms, I'm talking about the dozen or two dozen even different types of estrogen that are all related to byproducts, derivatives, how the body processes estrogen. And that's the key to understanding estrogen. It's heavily processed by the body. And it's heavily processed into various derivatives by the digestive system. This is the key to working with estrogen. Surprise, surprise. If you listen to this program, this is what we talk about all the time. Digestive health is intimately linked to estrogen health. And by the way, if your doctor is still recommending estrogen for osteoporosis, he needs to go back to Biochemistry 101, because it's not estrogen that builds bone, it's progesterone that builds bone. What's more, if we're sick and we're inflamed and we're nutritionally deficient and we're have malabsorption, we're not absorbing our nutrients, which are, by the way, these are the real causes of decreasing bone density and osteoporosis. It's not a lack of hormones. The real cause of osteoporosis, like the real cause of all degenerative conditions, is inflammation, nutritional deficiencies, malabsorption, digestive problems. And if we got all of these issues and then we start taking estrogen, which amps up the system, now we are really asking for trouble. If you have any health condition, folks, and I'm talking any health condition, especially digestive health problems, if you've had a gallbladder removed, if you have liver problems, intestinal problems, pancreatic issues, stomach issues, and your doctor gives you estrogen, you are really playing with fire. And when I talk about playing with fire, I'm talking cancer and I'm talking heart disease, the two leading causes of death, both which have very important links to estrogen, estrogen processing, and estrogen replacement therapy, estrogen drugs. And estrogen, again, is processed by the liver, by the gallbladder, bile, digestive system in general. All of these are important for processing estrogen. If you have any problems with your digestive system, and that means stomach, pancreas, gallbladder, liver, intestine, or anything that has to do with the digestive tract, and then you take estrogen, you're really asking for trouble. This simplistic idea that you just take estrogen and now you're young and beautiful really doesn't serve us, and it's asking for trouble. lifestyle, nutrition, diet, exercise, oxygen, relaxation, sugar, reducing your sugar. These don't lend themselves to big-time commerce, but that's really what we got to be focusing on if we want to handle estrogen correctly and if we want to handle our health issues correctly as well. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side, 844-236-6010 is our number.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5, 3, and 2-year-old to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Back on the Bright Side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. Got Bill Henderson coming up at the bottom of the hour, author of Cancer Free, Your Guide to Gentle Non-Toxic Healing. Bill is a cancer researcher. I've been reading his stuff for pretty close to 20 years now. his anti-cancer stuff. He's got a bunch of stuff on the web and a book, and he's going to talk about fruit sugar and cancer. But we're going to talk about a little. I'll get Bill to talk about estrogen and cancer and why cancer rates aren't really going down, despite the fact that we're spending trillions, at least we have spent trillions of dollars in the so-called war against cancer. Really, we're still doing the same kinds of things to treat cancer that we did 100 years ago. Radiation, and chemotherapy, and cutting things out, and really haven't progressed very much when it comes to understanding cancer. You know why? Because it's not a medical issue at the end of the day. Maybe surgery is, maybe radiation is, but preventing cancer has nothing to do with your doctor, nothing to do with medicine. It has to do everything to do with the same things that we need to do to stay healthy in general, and that is work on the digestive system, work on the blood sugar system, make sure you're deep breathing, moving your lymphatic system, keeping your sugar down. Folks, this is not complicated. The problem is none of these real health strategies, lifestyle strategies, lend themselves to big business, lend themselves to commerce. You can't make money off of lifestyle issues and nutritional issues and supplements. There's not much you need to buy to stay healthy. There's not much you need to really interact. There's not much interaction you really need to do with the consumer world if you want to stay healthy. You don't even need a gym membership. A heavy-duty rubber band that'll cost you $5 or $10 on the internet is plenty. Is all you need to exercise. How much does it cost to restrict your sugar, restrict your calories, or breathe correctly? How much does it cost to make sure you're sitting on the couch and spending 2 minutes or 3 minutes a day doing deep breathing? You know, oxygen kills cancer. Cancer can't live in an oxygenated environment. Cancer feeds on sugar. How much does it cost to restrict our intake of sugar? Folks, in the long run, when we do everything we need to do to stay healthy in terms of supplements and diet and nutrition, we'll be saving money and we'll be gaining freedom and health and vitality. All right. We're going to talk about this mythology around estrogen, why the silliness about its use as an anti-aging panacea, and then we'll talk a little bit about so-called bioidentical hormone therapy, which is nothing of the kind. It's not identical to anything. And then we'll talk about how it relates to pigmentation, how estrogen relates to hyperpigmentation and melasma, because that's really what we're talking about here is the skin. And then we'll get into some topical strategies as well. Just as an aside, if you have an estrogen issue, the main thing to focus on is the digestive system, especially good bacteria and your ultimate enzymes, your probiotics, Biolumin Nightly Essence, and bile salts, which you'll find in the ultimate enzymes. All right, we'll continue this. We'll continue our discussion on estrogen and melasma and estrogenic health issues and vitamin C. We'll do vitamin C tomorrow as well as we continue talking skin health on the Bright Side. Time to hit our phones. 844-236-6010 is our number. Blossom in Texas, what's up? Welcome to the Bright Side.
Hi, Ben. Thank you for having me.
Sure. What's going on?
Well, I'm 7 months pregnant. And
congrats.
Thank you. The biggest question I have is about vaccinations and the vitamin K vaccination right now.
Okay. Vitamin K is not really a vaccination per se. Vaccinations are a special type of molecule, if you will, that stimulates the immune system. Vitamin K is a blood clotting entity, a blood clotting substance, and it's given to babies when babies are born, because vitamin K is related to the digestive system, and babies are born with a premature, immature digestive tract, especially around bacteria. They tend to have low vitamin K levels. They're at high risk for bleeding, and so they'll give vitamin K as a way to support the blood system, the blood clotting system. It's not a vaccination, though. Is that what your question was? Or did you have another question?
Yeah, well, it is a vaccination that they are offering.
Well, it's an injection. You're using injection and
yes.
Vaccine. Right, it's not a vaccination.
Okay.
Vaccination is a specific kind of chemical that works with the immune system, that stimulates the immune system. That's a completely different entity. A vaccination is when they actually give you a virus or they give you the enemy, if you will, a virus or whatever is stimulating the immune system to turn on immunity. That's a different entity. You're getting a vitamin when you get vitamin K. That's not a vaccination. It's a way of bumping up the vitamin K levels in the baby to keep his blood from being too thin and having him hemorrhage to death. It's not a vaccination, though. A vaccination is literally when they give you a virus
or some kind of what's called an enemy or an antigen. That's different. That's a different thing. A vaccination is the bad guy. They stick the bad guy right in your blood, and that's one of the problems associated with vaccinations. You're actually getting a live virus or a live bacteria when you get a vaccination, or maybe it's an inactivated virus or inactivated bacteria. But with vitamin K, it's a little bit different. Vitamin K is a vitamin, and it's an essential nutrient. The word vitamin, when you hear vitamin, think essential, like air. Now, whether you need to have it injected or not, you know, that's up for debate. Personally, I would be doing it if it was me, but there was my baby. But, you know, that's a decision you'll have to make. I didn't mean to interrupt, though. What was your question?
And what about vaccinations? Would you,
you know,
wait
that's, now that's
another year?
Go ahead. Say again.
Would you wait until they're a certain age?
You know, vaccinations are tricky. And they're not really a nutritional issue. It's more of a political issue. I'm very suspicious of them personally because you don't know what's in the vaccination. I talked to a guy a couple of months, or about 6 or 7 months ago. I talked to a friend of mine who's in the skincare business or the cosmetic ingredient business. And he makes a specific kind of oil that's used in skincare. And we were talking about oils and oil processing. And he mentioned to me that he was working with a vaccine company, and the vaccine company never thought to check if the oil they were using in the vaccine was rancid or not, if it was an old oil or not. When he brought it up to them, they realized that they were using rancid oils in their vaccines as a base, and they never even thought about that. They were just using it as a vehicle, as a carrier. And so it's these kinds of things that make me suspicious, not to mention the thimerosal and all the other. I have a problem with somebody sticking something right into the blood. Now, whether you use a vaccine or not, that's going to have to be a personal decision that you make. But I would be very suspicious, and I certainly wouldn't trust the government, and I wouldn't trust my doctor, and I wouldn't just trust the medical model just because they say we need it. Do your own research, and it may very well be that you decide you don't want a vaccine. You don't want to vaccinate your baby, although more and more it's becoming, at least in California anyway, it's becoming the law that you have to vaccinate. But there's all these issues. If vaccination is so effective, why do they care that everybody's vaccinated? If vaccination is so effective, then you vaccinate your baby, now your baby's protected, supposedly. And then you don't have to worry about anything. But the problem is, they tell you anyway, that when you vaccinate your baby, now your baby is still going to be susceptible to inoculation from other bacteria and viruses from babies who weren't vaccinated. Well, vaccines are so great, why do you have to worry about it? You see what I'm saying? Obviously, they're not so great. Obviously, they don't protect you. Otherwise, we don't have to worry about everybody getting vaccinated. So I'm suspicious, put it that way. And I know too much about the medical model, the history of medicine, the history of government, and the history of industry and the pharmaceutical industry specifically to just trust that vaccinations are a good thing. So color me suspicious, although I can't tell you what to do. You'll have to make your own decision on that.
Great.
Does that help? I'm sorry to be vague.
Yeah.
I can't really answer that
question.
Okay. Thank you so much for your call. Appreciate it, Blossom.
Thanks.
You know, that's just a tricky issue with vaccines. One thing I can tell you is I don't trust doctors at all. Zero. I've been a pharmacist for too long just to trust them. I don't trust the medical model. I don't trust pharmaceutical companies, and I certainly don't trust the government. Whether they're honest players and have our health interests in mind, that's up for debate. I just can't tell you that I trust them across the board. All right, my personal opinion. Okay, we're going to talk to Bill Henderson about cancer, his book, Cancer Free, Your Guide to Gentle Non-Toxic Healing. When we come back from our break, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Community.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. Thank you for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. You can also check out my blog, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. You can order longevity products right off the blog or off brightsideben.com. And, of course, you can always call the phone team at 866-735-2470. Okay, I am really excited to have our next guest on. Bill Henderson has been publishing books and newsletters and been in the media for, I don't know, I've been following Bill's work for almost 20 years now. His new book is It's the fourth edition of his new book, Cancer Free. Fourth edition of his book, I should say, Cancer Free, Your Guide to Gentle Non-Toxic Healing. You can get it on Amazon or at bookstores. Bill's going to talk about fruit sugar and cancer. And I also want to get Bill to talk a little bit about cancer in general. Thanks for joining us, Bill. How you doing, buddy?
Just fine, Ben. I appreciate all that.
Talk to you. Yeah, I'm not a fan of a lot of people's work, but I am a fan of yours, and I have been for many years. And I was very excited when your PR lady called me up and said that we could get you on the air. So before we get into fructose and fruit sugar and cancer, in your opinion, why is it that despite this trillion-dollar war on cancer that we've been fighting now for at least 30 or 40 or maybe even 50 years, why is it that we really haven't put a dent into cancer statistics with a little, perhaps slight dent, but nothing significant, in your opinion?
Yeah, as you probably know, Ben, it's just the money involved. You know, M-O-N-E-Y is all you need to know about cancer treatment. In order to understand that it's totally damaging to people in general, but it makes a lot of money for a lot of people. And as I've tried to educate people, Ben, doctors are trained in medical school to treat symptoms with drugs and procedures. And once you understand that, you realize why the treatment of cancer is so limited. You know, Dr. Garcia, my co-author, who is an MD, by the way, a formally trained MD, but a very wonderful holistic physician, but he and I have both of us studied about 400 different things that have helped people heal cancer that are perfectly natural, non-toxic, etc. These are substances and devices of all kinds and so on. The doctors that people deal with to treat their cancer know nothing about any of this stuff, okay? Mm. All they know about is, chemo, radiation, surgery, basically, and trying to decide which of those three and what kind and on and on. I've talked to over 5,000 people in 68 countries about their cancer, in a coaching service I do. And I always ask them the question, because most of them have been fighting this cancer of theirs for 2 or 3 years or more. And I say, have the cancer docs discussed with you why you got this cancer? Believe it or not, the answer is always no. 100% of the time, no. The doctors never even tried to discuss with them why they got it. Well, how do you treat something and keep it from happening again if you don't understand why it happened the first time? I mean, I don't know. Anyway, that's the problem. The medical system is totally corrupted by money.
Now, you may not know the answer to this, but maybe you do. In terms of the body has an ability to fight cancer. We all get cancer, and there are enzymes in place that snip out mutations, etc. How many people do you think, including people who have cancer or who have been treated for cancer or who have been diagnosed with cancer, what are we talking about, 5 million people, 10 million people?
Well, every year in the United States, it's about 1.2 million, I think, is the latest number.
Those are the diagnoses.
Yeah.
Right, but total people who are affected, would you say?
600,000 that die of it. But worldwide, the deaths attributed to cancer every year are 8 million, approximately.
So we're talking it's a small amount of people by percentage who are affected by cancer, even though we hear about it all the time.
Sure.
Is that correct? Would you say that?
It is growing every year. That's the problem. And in spite of all the research that's been done and all the money that's been spent, like you mentioned, probably trillions of dollars, the number of people who get cancer and who die from it has been growing, steadily for the last 50, 60 years.
And that's despite the trillions of dollars that we've shot at, that we're throwing at the disease. What do you think, in your opinion, give us like one or two of the top mythologies around cancer, things that people believe that are just fly in the face of what we know about biochemistry?
Yeah, well, they believe, as the doctors reinforce for them, that cancer invades the body from somewhere, outer space or somewhere, and this tumor shows up as something that has invaded your body and that has to be attacked as the enemy. And that's where doctors start from, that kind of incorrect set of assumptions, okay? I don't know if you remember high school physics or chemistry, but if you start with an incorrect set of assumptions,
right,
you never get the correct answer. And so they're assuming that whatever this is, and that's what people read in the media and on TV and so on, that this cancer has attacked your body.
Yeah.
And has to be attacked by the doctor with medication and surgery of all kinds. Cut this thing out of your body and throw it away.
It's an alien. It's an alien that invaded your body. We got to kill it. We got to get rid of it. But it's our body. A lung cancer cell is your cell. So if you kill a lung cancer cell, you're killing yourself.
Well, cancer is us, okay? It happens to you, me, my wife, everybody that doesn't have diagnosed cancer. Hundreds of thousands or millions, nobody knows the exact count, of cancer cells are produced in our body every single day. You know, the cell metabolism is about 300 billion cells a day, something like that, that divide, and a small percentage of those divide incorrectly because of the damage to the cell. You know, the free radicals generally from chemicals and what we eat and all kinds of other stress and other issues damage the cell to where it can't divide normally. The cell is not able to breathe enough oxygen to survive. And so this was proven back in the 1920s, literally by Dr. Otto Warburg in Germany.
Tell the listeners a little bit about Warburg and his work on oxygenation and cancer and the formation of cancer cells, just real briefly.
Yeah, what he found was that if the cell cannot breathe up at least 65% or more of the normal oxygen to keep cells going naturally and dividing naturally and so on, it goes into fermentation mode and survive. You know, what he found was that the cell, like the human body, has a survival instinct. And if it can't survive breathing oxygen and breathing out energy and so on, it goes into fermentation mode.
Sugar burning.
Well, what's that? Well, sure, it sucks up sugar in whatever form it can find in the body, ferments it, and continues to divide. Well, what he also found was that the function of a normal cell for committing suicide after it divides, it looks at itself and says, am I normal? If not, it's out of here, okay? It commits suicide. This is a normal part of
that's
the
awesome. You're talking about apoptosis, cell suicide. And to me, that's one of the most magnificent mechanisms in all of biochemistry. How a cell, when it sees its dysfunction, will kill itself. I want to talk about fruit sugar when we come back from our break, Bill. We got to take a commercial, so hang tight. We're talking to Bill Henderson. His book is Cancer Free, Your Guide to Gentle Non-Toxic Healing. I'm pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today.
today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon, and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben, talking to Bill Henderson. His book is Cancer Free, Your Guide to Gentle, Non-Toxic Healing. And you get that at Amazon.com. It's got lots of great information, non-toxic strategies. We'll talk about a couple of these for dealing with cancer. Bill, before we went to break, you were talking about sugar, and your PR gal sent me a press release. Fruit sugar does not feed cancer. So tell us a little bit about the distinction between fructose and ordinary sugar, and why is it that fruit sugar has a different effect on cancer and cancer cells than regular sugar?
Yeah, interesting, Ben. I was not aware of this until about 3 or 4 months ago, but there's a Dr. Tony Jimenez who runs a clinic in Tijuana called Hope for Cancer, and he has working for him, apparently, an Indian scientist who has been researching sugar in general, and sugar as it relates to carrots, fruit, et cetera. And what he's found and what was covered in an interview that Ty Bollinger did with Dr. Jimenez was the fact that L-fructose, the little L, lowercase L in front of the fructose, is the way the scientists refer to this type of sugar. And it doesn't mean exactly left, L-E-F-T, but it means a word that really describes left-spinning molecules. That's what the little L means.
Chirality.
And a left-spinning molecule, as it turns out, is not food for cancer. The cancer feeds on right-spinning molecules of sugar, which come from stuff like high fructose corn syrup and almost all the stuff we buy in the supermarket and, you know, refined sugar and so on. But the L-fructose is what's in fruit and carrots and beets, okay? Carrots and beets have the most sugar of any vegetable. And carrot juice, as you probably know, has been used by lots of cancer clinics for helping cancer patients heal for a number of years. And there's even a book been written called Curing Cancer with Carrots by a lady named Ann Cameron, which is kind of interesting. It tells how she did it by juicing 5 pounds of carrots every day and drinking five 8-ounce glasses of carrot juice every day. She got over the cancer. Well, you know, the fruit, as it turns out, and Dr. Garcia, my co-author, and I have been warning people about eating too much fruit for a number of years, and it's in our book. And we say the fruit is helpful, it has a lot of nutrients in it, but be careful, don't eat too much of it, because, and don't drink fruit juice and so on, because it's too concentrated with the fructose. Well, hey, that ain't necessarily so. So we've learned. The fruit does not cause cancer to feed on it and grow. It's about that simple.
So how exactly is the R form, the right-hand form, being created? Is it in the processing of the fructose into high fructose corn syrup?
No. The fructose itself, which is the type of sugar that's in fruit and carrots and so on, happens to have the little L in front of it. The other forms of sugar, and the R is not in front of the fructose. There's another name. It's a scientific name, basically. But it is the opposite spinning of the L fructose in fruit. It spins to the right instead of to the left. And it turns out, through the research that's been done on this fairly recently, within the last year or two, literally, that the cancer feeds on the right-spinning molecule of sugar, which is, you know, of course, what is refined sugar, high fructose corn syrup, that kind of stuff. But if it's in fruit, even fruit juice, it's not going to harm you, you know, if you have cancer. And that was what we learned, and it's quite interesting.
So when we talk about cancer being cancer cells being fermenting cells, and we're talking about their sugar feeders, so to speak, and they're burning sugar to get energy, you're making a distinction between ordinary sugar and the L-fructose that's found in fruits and vegetables.
That is correct. And even
interesting.
Dr. Menes, which surprised me, he said that if honey and syrup, even maple syrup, are processed correctly and not don't have additives and this kind of thing, they're also quite harmless for people with cancer, which surprised the heck out of me, frankly.
Well, what about the liver issue, fructose being metabolized by the liver? Is there any issues with burden on the liver or stressing the liver?
No, not really. Apparently, there is no real stress caused to the body by this type of fructose. You know, it's quite helpful. You know, obviously, fruit has a lot of nutrients in it that are helpful to our body. And the only thing that we've been concerned about and trying to warn people about is this excess of the fructose. But apparently, that's not even an issue.
Interesting.
Which is very interesting. I mean, we're going to have to update our book about this, I guess.
All right, so let's get to some the nuts and bolts here. Somebody gets diagnosed with cancer. What would be, in your opinion, or if it was you or your family or a loved one, God forbid, what would be the first thing you would do?
Well, the first thing they would hopefully do is start doing some research. There is lots of information available now, as you know, on the Internet. Some of it's junk, and, you know, you have to kind of sift through it to some degree. But there is so much information now that was not available when I was trying to help my late wife about 21 years ago. She passed away with cancer, and I tried to help her, but there wasn't any information available that I could find. Well, now there's really no excuse. There's lots of information available, videos, all kinds of books and articles and things that basically educate people about what cancer is and how to deal with it. I mean, our book, The Cancer Free Book, is one, but there are several others now. There are people much younger than me, thank God, who are educating people and will be around a lot longer than I will.
Okay, so
it's there.
So step number one is get educated. Step number one, I'm assuming you're right,
absolutely.
Get educated, get informed. What is cancer? How you treat it?
I understand what cancer. Absolutely.
Right. Okay, now how about in terms of remedies or treatments or protocols, hyperbaric oxygen chambers, fasting, Rife machines, IV nutrition? What do you think? Some of the go-to remedies or strategies?
As I mentioned, I think, you know, Dr. Garcia and I have studied about 400 of these things. devices, like you mentioned, substances, et cetera. There are lots of them around, and they've been discovered over the last 100 years, and people have used them, and they've helped people heal cancer. What we've tried to do is boil this down to the essentials, because nobody can do all this stuff. You know, how do you figure out which of them to discard and which ones to pay attention to? So what we've used is our experience with people healing themselves of cancer to try and outline for people an essential list of things they need to do daily. These are substances that they take to help support their body and food that they eat in this particular fashion. Those things really have been enough to heal so many people that we urge people to try that regimen first, at least for a few months, and, big AND, by the way, deal with the cause of their cancer. What is it that brought this on? You know, this cancer is not an accident. It happened to them for some reason. Mm-hmm. And we try to help them figure out what that reason was and deal with it.
All right, so now you have a couple of things in the book. I noticed you didn't mention anything about Nick Gonzalez or digestive enzymes. Do you know anything about that for cancer? Have you heard about that?
Oh, sure. I've heard a lot about it. Unfortunately, we lost Dr. Gonzalez here about 3 months ago.
I did not know that.
He passed away. Yeah, he was a wonderful holistic physician.
What's your take on systemic enzymes?
Yeah, I think the pancreatic enzymes in particular are quite helpful for people. Trypsin, chymotrypsin is what they're called, basically. They help break down the coating, the protein coating that cancer cells use to protect themselves from the immune system. And that's one of the main reasons that he found they were helpful. So we do recommend people take enzymes, but they take them in a form. It's actually a barley pill that's made from the young barley leaf that has 3,000 enzymes in it, all of them. You know, the proteolytic enzymes that Dr. Gonzalez recommended, of course, are in there. And we recommend people take enough of those that the body will take the enzymes it needs, use them, discard the rest, okay? I mean, we can't determine which enzymes our body needs.
Bill, we're out of time, buddy, but there's so much more I want to ask you. Can I get you to come back on? I'm going to call Mariah. I appreciate that, Bill. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Bill. Book is Cancer Free, Your Guide to Cancer, Gentle Non-Toxic Healing. You can get it off Amazon or you get it off Bill's website, beating-cancer-gently.com. Thanks for listening, friends. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to you all later, folks. Bye for now.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance.
100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.